The house of the Lord on this wonderful Thursday night. Amen. Let's all stand and go before the Lord in prayer. Let's invite the presence of the Lord into our midst today as we seek his face this wonderful evening. We call on his living name today, that mighty name of Jesus. Let's seek our Heavenly Father this evening. Let's look up to the heavens today, who's able to meet every need and no doubt able to overcome every challenge in our lives as we call upon him by faith today, as we lift up our hands unto the Lord tonight and seek his face tonight. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We honor you tonight for allowing us to come back one more night, God, to come back and worship you, to glorify your name, God. We come and give you thanks tonight for all that you do, for your mighty, mighty touch tonight. God, we believe in him, hoping, God, that you will do great things in this place. God, draw many women nearer to thee, O God, tonight. God, touch bodies, minds, and souls, God. Make us more like you, God, we pray. God, meet every need, God, in this place. We just give you glory tonight for who you are and what you've done and what you will do tonight. And we praise you and glorify you tonight. And we say amen, amen, amen. Thank God for his Holy Spirit tonight. Thank God for his presence. Amen. The Bible says, well, in his presence is fullness of joy tonight. Amen. Page 119 in your song books. And we're going to praise God together. Amen. If you can grab a song hymn today. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way, for the hand of the and all I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides within me. He abides, he abides, oh, he abides, hallelujah, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. And then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. Come on, sing it tonight. He abides, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Let me wear, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control, Jesus satisfies the soul, since the Comforter abides with me. Come on to sing it. He abides, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. There's no thirsting of the things of the world has taken wings. Long ago I gave them up and instantly all my burdens turned away. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides, he abides, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. One more time, there's no thirsting of the things of the world has taken wings. Long ago I gave them up and instantly night was turned to day, all my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides with me. He abides, he abides, oh, he abides, hallelujah, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. He abides, he abides, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Amen, and praise him tonight. God, we look to you. Holy Ghost, move, God, in our midst tonight. Let the Holy Ghost reign in your mind, your heart, and your soul this evening. Let it speak to your heart. Let it touch your heart tonight. Let the Holy Ghost operate on the heart tonight. We're thankful tonight for His power, His spirit. The fire of Almighty God tonight, let it burn in every soul today. Let's seek His face, church. Let the Spirit of the Lord move. Amen. In every heart, every soul. We thank you, God, for your comforting power, for the comfort of the Holy Ghost, the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, reign and rule today in our midst today. Amen. Truly, truly, we're blessed tonight. Thank God. Amen. Let's sing another song tonight. Page 270 in your soul books. 270, send the light. Amen. In the darkened world today, thank God for this lighthouse. Thank God for a place we can come and worship. Amen. And carry the gospel of light of Jesus Christ. One day we were lost, blind, and couldn't see. But the light of the gospel came forth. Brothers and sisters, let us do the same and send the light to men and women tonight. Let us sing it tonight. Page 270. There's a call come ringing on the restless way. Send the light, send the light, send the light. Oh, there are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore, shore to shore. Send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore, forevermore. Oh, we have heard the Macedonian call to send the light, send the light. Oh, send the light. And the golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light. Oh, send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray, let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, oh send the, and a Christ-like spirit, and a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, oh send the, let's make that our prayer tonight. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore, shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary, not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, oh send. Let us gather jewels, let us gather jewels for a crown of love. Send the light, send the light, oh send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore, shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere of our space. Send the light, oh send the light, and a Christ-like spirit, a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, oh send the light, oh send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, blessed gospel. Let it shine forever, more time. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine. Boy, that old song say, this big light of mine, this big light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This great light of mine, oh, this great light of mine. It's not a little, I'm gonna let it shine, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, oh, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All over New York tonight, well, all over New York. I'm gonna let it shine, all over New York. I'm gonna let it shine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. shine, shine. Let's give you a big shine tonight. Shine, well, shine, shine, shine. I'm gonna let it shine. Come on, shine, shine, shine. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, shine, shine, shine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this great light tonight, let this light be great, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, oh, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, Sunday, come on, oh, Sunday. Oh, Monday. Oh, Tuesday. Oh, Wednesday. Oh, Thursday. Mighty Saturday. Let it shine, let it shine. Come on, we gotta sing it like we mean. Oh, Sunday, oh, Sunday. Oh, Monday. Oh, Tuesday. Oh, Wednesday, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Thursday, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Friday, Saturday, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine, shine, let it shine. Praise the Lord tonight. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Yes, God, we thank You, God, for that great life, that mighty life. Amen. The gospel light of Jesus tonight. We glorify You, magnify that mighty name, Lord. God, have Your way in our midst tonight. We bless You, we honor You. We thank You, Jesus, in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Truly we serve a big God tonight, an awesome God. Oh, yes, amen. You may be seated tonight. Thank God. Why do we say, I thought this song was this little light of mine. No, 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 it's the big light. Not our light, but the light of God, amen. The light from above, amen. The light that shineth in darkness, amen. Jesus the Christ. And so we need to let His light shine, amen. To shine all throughout the world, shine throughout your life, all around your community, all around, again, for neighbors, friends, loved ones, co-workers, whoever it may be, let them see the light of God in each of us tonight. So let that be your prayer. You got a light, no doubt. The Bible says what? Don't put it underneath a bushel. Your candle up on a hill. That should be up on a hill, shining bright. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And let the people know about Christ. The world's not ashamed to let their sins and no doubt and the things of this world promoted and to do all these things that the world does. But let's let the gospel light shine as well. Amen. The gospel light should shine brighter. Brighter than the stars up in heaven. Brighter than, again, all the stars out in Hollywood and all these different things that go on in our world. We need to let the gospel. Let Jesus as a superstar tonight. Amen. He's a superstar. He's our superhero. Not even that, but not even that. He's the savior of the world. Amen. And truly, we are thankful tonight for His goodness. Amen. And look forward to what God's going to do this weekend. Come on now. We had an awesome time for our Resurrection Sunday last week. And so we are looking forward to another great week. Just the beginning of this summer season, spring, summer season. Amen. It felt like summer today. Almost pushing 90 degrees today. It was a blessing. And so we were looking forward to this great season. It's changing for the better, for the better. And so you come out and be with us this Sunday at 11 a.m. in person here at 334 Ashford Street. Those watching online, we appreciate each one here in the service with us here this evening, but also those watching online. Come out, make plans to be with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. 11 a.m., we will be here in the house of the Lord. Amen. We also have Children's Church. I continue to want to promote that. The Children's Church that goes on simultaneously. They sing with us, and then they go back to the back. But we hope and pray that one of these days they'll be able to just go straight back and really to give them more time as well. So currently they are going singing with us, and they go to the back. So we encourage you to bring your children to the house of the Lord, your nieces, nephews, grandchildren, whoever it may be, neighbors, bring them to come hear the word of God. And so they get a chance to hear on their level, get a chance to experience the power of God. Amen. You'd be surprised what the Lord can do in their lives, where you can save that young man from perhaps spending a lifetime in jail, that young lady from spending a lifetime of heartache and pain. Again, because of that seed is sown at an early age. And so make plans. Say, you know, I'm going to bring them to the Children's Church at an early age. At an early age, because that influence starts early. The influence starts early. As soon as they come out, they're influenced by many things. And so their surroundings. And so why not surround them with the things of God? So we encourage you to bring them this Tuesday, a Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and then the following week, we'll make more announcements about this upcoming week. special week. This is conference week. So we'll be announcing the schedule and the things that will be going on. And so stay tuned with our social media, our Facebook and our YouTube channel and Twitter and all those good things. You'll understand and know the schedule coming up for the week, all right? And so we'll let you guys know Sunday, the official schedule coming up. But until then, amen, be here Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And so what is conference? You're talking about conference is when our church here and many other churches around the country, around the globe, again, come together. This conference here will be in Missouri at our national campground. We have a national campground out in Missouri, and we get a chance to get away for almost a week, 4 days of services and teachings and fellowship, good food. Again, get a chance to see friends and loved ones out there. And so come make plans to be with us the next one. We can't make it to this one, but the next one, which will be, as we mentioned, Easter Sunday morning, to be at various locations. And so make plans. Brady, you got to get a slide together for that, all right, for the ones coming up in this fall. We got a fall conference coming up. Get a chance to get a slide for the next service. Maybe she can post it at the end. I don't know. But anyway, it's going to be various locations. We like to travel. Jimmy, you tried to travel with us before, no? Not yet. You've been wanting to. We're going to deal with that here. One of these days, we're going to deal with, amen, on the verge again. And so we encourage you. We have a good time when we travel. So make plans and go with us. And then, so that'll be scheduled for now, all right? Amen. At this time, she's going to sing a song as unto the Lord. We're going to get back into our worship. The announcement's out the way. And we are looking forward to what God's going to do at the reign of the service.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up. we need your spirit tonight. Up tonight. Over. Amen. The Psalmist David said, let my cup run over. Amen. Praise him tonight, church. Give God glory. Amen. 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 He wasn't talking about food either. Amen. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen. He wasn't talking about whatever, amen, the world may say. Not that he wasn't talking about that. He said, give me some more God. Amen. Remember back in the day, we used to say, I'm full. I'm full. But it wasn't talking about full food. Amen. We was talking about something else. Amen. He used to say, Jimmy, let's go get full tonight. Amen. You should go tell your friends from now on, I want to go. I'm going to go get full. Where you going, Jimmy? I'm going to get full. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about, amen. Amen. Going to get full in the Holy Ghost. Get full of God. Get full of the things of God today. Amen. That's what the world needs. Amen. Again, today we see in our world, we're again on almost every corner now, they're having some type of smoke shop and all type of this shop and that shop. But amen, it's nothing like the Holy Ghost power that fills you up. Amen. It's nothing like the fire of God that fills your soul. Nothing like something that'll really last. Amen. You know, it'll last and it'll keep you every day of your life. To where, again, you don't have to spend money on it. Amen. Jesus said, just come and believe and trust me. Amen. And seek me and pray and ask. And the Bible says how he can fill you with the Holy Ghost. He can give you power from on high. Amen. To where you can live a victorious Christian life for the kingdom of Almighty God. Amen. And truly, we're truly blessed today in Almighty God today. Amen. We're thankful tonight to be back in the house of the Lord. Truly, God is good. Amen. Brother Jim James, can you go back and get them? Please? Tell them, come on. Come on. Yeah, in the back. Both of them. Praise God tonight. Amen. We're thankful again for this evening. And truly, God is a good God. We're blessed people tonight. Again, I failed to mention as well our Tuesday night Bible studies that we have, our Tuesday night Bible studies and or Thursdays, which we're here today. But Sunday nights as well, Sunday night evening services, as the Lord directs, we'll again open back up to those services as well. And so you continue to pray and believe with us, amen, that God will have his way. Many have been inquiring about Bible study again, and so we continue to seek the Lord and believe in God. Thank God for Bible study. Amen. Bible study is awesome. Bible study is a blessing to the soul. It's nothing like being here. because you can tune me out and watch me later. Amen. You can come watch it later. But thank God for the watching it later, too. But it's nothing like a sacrifice and coming to the house of the Lord as well. So be in prayer as we move forward in greater things in store today. Let's look at Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. Amen. From the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, amen, your digital Bibles, amen, I got a message a little while ago. We used it. I was sharing with a lady. Young lady's been coming to the church. And I said, "You got a Bible?" She said, "No, I don't." I said, "We got a digital Bible?" She said, "Yeah, I don't really like the digital Bible because I get distracted. I'll get distracted." And amen, because again, the phone will start beeping and going off and ringing and chimes here and chimes there. So I kind of understood what she was saying. But if you have a digital Bible as well, again, you don't have to, you can take it anywhere you go. Amen. And it can really give you something good to read. Something good to read tonight. Amen. Luke 24, 23 to 34. The Bible says, "And when they had found out his body, they came and saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not." The Bible says, "And then he said unto them, O fools, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." He says, "Ought not Christ, who hath suffered these things, and enter into his glory? And begin at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning him." The Bible tells us in the next verse, concerning himself. Number 28, he says, "And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he had gone further. And they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were open, that they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath again appeared to Simon." But I'll draw you to the text this evening, verse 32 again. He says, they said one to another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" And for a little bit today, I want to give a title this evening about Feel the Burn. Feel the Burn. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your word tonight. We thank you for allowing us to assemble one more time here in the house of the Lord. Thank you for each one, God, that's giving attention to it today. And God, we pray, God, that by your Holy Spirit, God, that you can move in a mighty way, God. Just accomplish your divine work and will in every receiver today, every hearer of your word. Not just to hear it, God, but to apply. God, let it find a lodging place in every heart, in every soul today. Save the one that's nearest hell this evening. Feel the one that needs the Holy Ghost. Feel them and let the anointing run over them this evening. God, heal, touch lives and souls, and just meet needs in the house of the Lord. We pray, and those watching above and beyond, and God, to hear this message even later, years down the road as you tarry. Lord, we pray. Amen. To feel the burn. Feel the burn. Today was a nice hot day. Amen. It felt like the middle of July, didn't it? But it's only April, we thank God. And every time it gets hot like this, I never complain. Amen. I'd rather the heat than the cold any day. But you think about it, the burn of it all. And it really was a blessing. You see people come out. Things begin to change. Things begin for the better. But before we go there, I was thinking about how over the past, really two Bible studies in this whole season of the Holy Week and before and hereafter. Again, we've been talking about the resurrected life, a life that is should be changed. A scripture that popped out really in Bible study the other day about how that, again, we quote a scripture about believing in the resurrection, but again, also, but we must live, no doubt, as well, this same life. There's a difference between just believing. We share with you about the devils believe and they tremble. Devils know that Jesus is real. The world knows. They believe, no doubt. Many will say, yes, I know Jesus. I know about him. I know what Easter's all about. The Muslims will say that, oh, he's just a prophet. We know about Jesus. Others will say he's just a good man. The Buddhists are those that are again, that will follow other religions. Stay by the ladies. I shared with you the other day. And she had a bunch of gods, and I began to speak to her about Jesus. And yeah, yeah, he's a god too. But again, you think about all these different things, and Jesus can be spread out so many different ways. But no doubt, there's only, again, one really real true answer to that. That he is the Son of God. That he is the risen Savior. And the scripture tells us he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father, what? Except by him. The Bible tells us how the resurrected life will begin to believe this. A resurrected life will begin to show the signs that you have been born again. One that will express and again with confidence, and one that will know surely that he is the Christ. There's something that happens on the inside when you come to Jesus. There's a transformation of the heart. There's a spiritual operation that takes place. The power of the blood washes away all your sins. And not only that, but it takes away the desire to sin as well. The desire to want to live in sin. There's a difference in it. I share with you my testimony about how I prayed for salvation. I was living in the military barracks. And after I got up off my knees, I knew back in my room there were some deuce deuces in the room. They still make deuce deuces. You shouldn't know, but if you do know, deuce deuces. Why you say you shouldn't know? Because you shouldn't be drinking deuce deuces. Come on. I still had a little bit of some malt liquor in the refrigerator, Brother Mark. I still had a few funny books in the drawer. And he had a few garbage CDs, the filth of the world, in my drawer. And I began to little by little, I came in that room and I capped the bottle. I unscrewed the top, Jimmy. Did you turn it up? No, I turned it down into the sink. Come on. Because something happened on the inside. God had burned away the desire to want to live that way anymore. The desire, the cursing began to hurt my ears. The filth of the world began to feel dirty now. Why? Because I had been born again. I had been cleansed. You ever gone to brand new school and you got your brand new tennis shoes on? Hey, man, that's old school Southern, the tennis shoes. Y'all up in New York say sneakers. But amen, the sneakers on. And you don't want nobody stepping on your shoes because they're clean now. You know, your brand new outfit, you don't want to get it messed up because you're clean and it's fresh out of the store, fresh out of the cleaners, and you've been made and then feel fresh and new. But you know what? Again, what sin is when you go step in a pile of mud in those brand new shoes. You go roll around in the dirt in that brand new set of clothes, and nobody in their right mind would want to do that, right? Am I right? And so what happens is God takes away the desire, amen, to go live in sin. Again, and so you think about a burning, feeling the burn tonight. What is our burn tonight? Again, you think about in exercise and they say you must feel the burn. Feeling the burn brings forth progress. Feeling the burn brings forth a change and a transformation. Feeling the burn, there's a difference. The structure of your body and your mind begins to change over. There's a transformation for the better. How many say that tonight? And so when you're exercising and you begin to pick up this book, it's really not going to do much for me until you start feeling the burn. You do it enough and you begin to see, and there's a benefit factor to it. And so the point I want to bring is the beneficial factor of the burn. Just like exercising with church, not a bodily exercise, the Bible says, which profiteth very little. But the spiritual man is to begin to spiritually and begin to exercise his spiritual muscle, to where you begin to say, I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. I want to hear about this Jesus. I want to know about the power of the resurrection. I want to know about his goodness and his grace. I want to grow and be more like him. Do you burn and yearn for the things of God tonight? We talking about feel the burn tonight. I have this medical shampoo that I use, amen, at home. Amen. You put it in your hair, you're supposed to leave it in there for like 5 minutes or so. And what does it do? It's supposed to, again, it starts to tingle. And if you leave it there too long, again, the tingling and the burning lets you know that it's working. How many know that? And you know that burn, it begins to work. And church of the day, there should be a burning down on the inside. The burning of the God's Spirit, the burning of the moving of the Holy Ghost moving in your life, to where it begins to allow the burn to take place. It's a beneficial factor to the burn. The burn, the Bible says, will burn away the chaff. It burns away sin. Nobody really. I saw an article the other day that said raw meat is better for you. I said, man, I don't know about all that. Not this day and age anyway. Again, they put all this stuff in these foods anyway. So we throw it in the skillet, Jimmy, right? Throw it in the skillet. Why you throw it in the skillet? To cook it and warm it up. But it's also there to burn away some stuff. To burn away the germs. If you got worms in it, burn away the worms. To burn away some of the fat and grease. To keep some of the fat and grease off of us. I mean, what I'm talking about. And so the burn it away. And the Bible refers to the same way about the Holy Spirit. It burns away the excess. It burns away the impurities. It burns away the things in which again are not right in our hearts and our souls and our minds. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. We need the power of God living in us. The fire of God to let it burn down on the inside of your heart. In medical field as well, they also do what? They apply heat. And they apply the heat. How many remember Mr. Miyagi? Y'all remember Mr. Miyagi? Anybody know Mr. Miyagi, man? You folks, all right? The Karate Kid. There you go. Thank you, Brother Mark. The Karate Kid. And what did he do, Mark? What did Mr. Miyagi do when the little fella got hurt? He did what? He took his hands and did what he do? He started rubbing them things together, didn't he? He started rubbing them things together. And he came and touched, I think his name was Danielson. Come here, Danielson. He touched Daniel's son's leg. It was hurting. Or he touched Daniel's son's elbow. Why? Because there was something about the heat. That heating pad. That thing would do what? It brings heat to the soul. It brings warmth and healing to the body. And you know what? Again, Jesus is our healer. The Holy Ghost does something when it's down on the inside. It warms the heart. It warms the soul. And church of the day, there's a healing in it. And so they begin to feel the warmth of Jesus again. They felt something transpire in their lives. And so when Jesus approached them, we still in this realm again, because many times people let Easter come and go. For some, Easter was just another day. For some, Easter was just something they do again once a year. But brothers and sisters, it should be every day of your life. It should be a lifestyle, brothers and sisters. It shouldn't just be one holiday, but every day you should live for Christ. Don't get religious just that one day, but it should burn in your heart every day to celebrate Jesus, to think about Christ. Some people say, well, I only do it. Today's a holy day. We can't act bad today. That should be every day. Right? There's a sense of conviction that falls over the people over the past weekend. Oh, it's holy, so we're going to go to the chapel and we're going to have some holy communion. The priest is going to sprinkle some water on us and make us feel good until the next 12 months. Right? It shouldn't be that way. Jesus came not to just do something along the way periodically, but he came to do something that will last. It will last on you. It will last. It's branded in your heart. It's branded in your soul. It's a lasting something that takes place from the time you get up from the altar to the time you lay down at night, day after day, morning, noon, and day. It's burning down on the inside of your heart, brother and sister, today. Jesus wanted it down inside their hearts. Because the law in the Old Testament couldn't do it. That's why they had to go every year, multiple times a year, and bring their fatted calf. They had to bring the turtle doves, and they had to do all these different laws. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. Thou shalt not do this. God had to make all these commandments from externally. From the Ten Commandments, the Bible says it was stones that he wrote it in. He wrote it in these stones on tablets. And naturally, he was expecting that to be in their hearts, but it was not in their hearts. And God can only, the Bible says God wrote it with his finger. He wrote the Ten Commandments, and God used Moses to do this. I can only imagine extra sketching it into the stones and all these different things. But can you imagine what God was really saying here in the New Testament? He wanted to write it in your heart today. Because the Old Testament and the laws, again, cannot satisfy. And so when you come to Christ through the born-again experience, again, thou shalt not steal just becomes natural through the blood. It becomes natural, part of your heart. Thou shalt not curse. It becomes natural because the cursing has been taken out. It's been burned away. Thou shalt not bear all witness. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Why? Because it's down in the heart. It's been burned and etched and sketched into your heart. It's been engrafted into your soul. Engraved into your heart, I should say. I remember when I went to secular college, my friends and them, they joined the Q-Dogs. You may be familiar with the Q-Dogs. The Q-Dogs are one of the fraternities of many. And my friends, them, they had to go through all these different things to be committed to this, to become a Q-Dog. And the Q-Dogs, again, at the end of the ceremony, once you've done pledging and all these different things, they would take this hot brand of fire. It was shaped like a horseshoe. And my friend, he said, yeah, when I'm finished, I'm going to get one on my chest, I'm going to get one on my shoulder, and I'm going to get one on my calf. I said, man, you crazy, man. He was. And so they take this hot branding iron, and they put it in the fire, and they brand them. And it's branded there. Why? So the rest of their lives, they'll no be known to say, I'm pledged to this. And you know what, a Q-Dog and all these pledges that people do, it's only temporary, my friend. Q-Dog is an Omega Sci-Fi. My God is not just Omega Sci-Fi. He's not Sigma. He's not Delta. He's not Zelta. Whoever else is out there. What are some other ones you call them? Zeta and Beta and Alpha Beta. Whoever you may be out there, my friend. Jesus is Alpha and the Omega. Amen. The first and the last. Amen. I pray to God that you would get that lodged in your heart. Come on. To be burned in your heart, burn that in your heart. Burn that brand into your heart. What? Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Hey, man, I remember, Jimmy, I'm telling myself, he used to smoke that stuff. He used to burn in the chest. He used to burn right here. I'll never forget. He used to burn. I hope you don't know about that. Come on. But you know what? Burning in my heart, the devil was trying to destroy me. And he's made it legal all around the world to where men and women have that burn of marijuana in their hearts, the burning of crack cocaine in their hearts, the burning of cigarettes today in their hearts, whatever the case may be. But I'm telling you today, exchange that for the burning of Jesus today. Amen. This burning today will satisfy the soul. This burning today will satisfy the mind. This burning will satisfy the heart today. Again, that marijuana will do what it try to satisfy you for a little while. But this burn I'm talking about will satisfy you and put you on a high, my friend, that you'll never come down. Amen. Even in your down moments, all you got to do is call on Jesus. Amen. You don't have to go seeking out the dope man. You can go seeking out the man, Jesus Christ, tonight. Seek out the Lord our God tonight. I'm talking about burning in your heart today. Do you feel the burn, my friend, today? Say, God, I want to feel the burn. I want to feel this presence today. The Bible says that Jesus has risen from the grave. And for some, it was just another day. For some, they just went back to their normal life. But for those that went down to the grave, because Jesus had an impact on their hearts, Jesus had an impact on their souls like nothing else. They were
would go down to the grave every day, just really just hoping and praying, probably many outside the tomb, saying, I can't believe my Lord is gone. I can't believe he's dead. But you know, that last day, the third day that he got up, they went down there one more time and he was gone. And they begin to, the word began to spread that Jesus had risen from the grave. He had risen from, again, the old tomb. Death cannot keep him. The grave cannot hold him, church of the day. And so the word began to spread. Disciples want to know. Again, the word began to get excited. Can you imagine the burn that they begin to have? Where is he? Where is he? Church of the day, we should have great anticipation to be with Jesus tonight. It's our desires to be with the Lord. It's our desires to see Jesus. Where is or what is our burn? The burn. Feel the burn tonight. The Bible says, and they saw Jesus in verse 25. And some doubted. The Bible says he called them fools and slow of heart to believe that all the prophets had spoken. He says, all the Christ has suffered these things in verse 26. He says, and entering into glory and beginning at Moses unto the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning him. He began to let them know. The Bible says they drew unto the village in number 28, whither they went, and he made as though he had gone further. Naturally, the appetite got even more. They were still trying to figure out who he was, trying to figure out if he was really the one. Their appetites in church of the day, go a little further with Jesus tonight. Go a little bit further with God tonight. Say, I believe. All right, awesome. I'm going to start coming. I'm going to be faithful. Awesome. Well, get filled with the Holy Ghost as well. They went a little further tonight. I don't just want to be here, but I want to experience the power of God. I want to experience the full throttle and the full experience of Almighty God. I remember in the military, again, I was great to join. I left the college. I left the college because I was feeling the wrong kind of burn. The burn of the alcohol, the burn of the smoking, the burn. Praise God. There was all type of burn going on. Burning of the flesh, lusting of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. All that stuff was going on in our world, in my heart. And I needed a way to escape. Because if not, I was going to feel the burn of hell. And thank God he opened up a door for me to escape. God always opens up a door for you to escape. But when you escape, you have to be willing to go through that door. How many know that today? God will always make a way for everybody to ever walk the face of the earth for you to escape the conditions that you're in. But you have to want to leave. And I was sitting there in my apartment. We got kicked out the dorms. I don't even know if I told you girls. I got kicked. Your daddy got kicked out the dorms because of the burn. And so in our apartment, I remember my sister calling me in the second semester. She said, you don't sound like yourself. I said, yeah, I need to make some changes. I need to get out of here. Didn't really know what God was going to do. But God was preparing me. That was roughly this time of year. Matter of fact, the semester was coming to an end. Talked to the recruiter. He had been bugging me since December anyway. Said, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to do this. And naturally, went on to the military that October. And no doubt God began to, God sent me overseas, way as far away as possible. He was trying to burn some of my bridges. Come on. You got to get away from some folks. Amen? You got to let God burn some bridges in your life. In order for you to feel the burn, you got to get along with God. Get away from them folks that's trying to get your lungs to burn. Get away from them people that's trying to pull you down and bring you into the fires of hell along with them. My friend tonight, thank God he burned the bridge and sent me way overseas to Germany. And there, no doubt, God sent me to a church service. There, he sent me to a church service, a little bit small place that had probably 12 chairs set up in that little living room. A little preacher came down there, his little wife playing on the keyboard. And you felt the burn. You felt the fire of the Holy Ghost from that man preaching the word of God. And God began to prick my heart.
God began to speak to my heart and say, it's time to get saved. It's time to get right with God. It's time to give your life over to God before you burn. I thank God for that little church because they told me about hell. They weren't afraid to preach about hell and the reality of it all. They weren't afraid to say you'll die and lose your soul eternity. We need more preachers to tell about hell, amen? We need more people to talk about the burn so you won't burn today and your heart begins to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, save me because I don't want to burn. And the Spirit of God fill me with the right Spirit, the Holy Ghost power, and no doubt begin to let the Holy Ghost burn in me to burn away the things that will send me to hell, to burn away the things that separate me from you, burn away my bridges, burn away my vices, burn away my addictions. God, today I'm talking about feel the burn tonight. Do you want that burn today? And the Bible says they begin to, God, again, when I pray, I begin to burn in my heart. It took some time, but that fire began to light. That fire. And actually, that song didn't come to my mind, but it took me back to when I was a little boy in Sunday school. That little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Those little fires begin to kindle. Those little Bible stories begin to come back. Say, you know you need to be in church. You know you need to get to God. And there, thank God, that's why we encourage you to bring your children to children's church. It may not spark a fire when they're young, but that seed will be planted. Those embers will be laid out. Those little twigs will be laid out to where, again, when they come to that realization, and when God speaks to them and they experience the fire of God, they experience the consuming fire of God. They have their burning bush experience. When God begins to speak to them, when God begins to tell them he wants to use them and how God wants to do something in their lives, and when they get that invitation to come to Christ in a reality church today, that fire will catch on and they'll begin to live for Jesus today. And so we're thankful tonight to fast forward back to that day when we gave our lives to Jesus today. Much like them, we desire to be around Jesus. And many others, not just my testimony, but others here tonight can testify and tell you their desire to want to be with Christ, their desire and their desires faded away. The things in which they used to do, they didn't do them anymore because something began to change. The lust of the flesh began, no doubt, to disseminate. The things in which we used to do now have been burned away because of Jesus. And the Bible says, we move on, try to wrap this up. The Bible says they drew nigh. Come on. They drew nigh. They drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and they made all as though they had gone. Number 29, he says, and they constrained Jesus, saying, please abide with us. Don't leave, Jesus. Where are you going? Don't leave. Don't leave, Lord. They wanted to be with him. The Bible says all the way towards evening, they desired to just be at the feet of Jesus. No doubt, and desire to be in the house of the Lord. And the day is far spent all the way throughout the day. They just said, man, we want to be around him. That's some of the things, the signs that you have been resurrected. That's some of the signs that you've been born again because you want to be with Jesus. You want to be with the Lord. The Bible says, and their eyes were open and they knew that it was him. In verse 32, let me get back to our text as we close. And their eyes were open, they knew that it was him, and he vanished out of sight. Number 32 is where our text was. He said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures, brothers and sisters, they yearn and burn for the scriptures tonight. Yearn for the things of God. Yearn to be with Jesus tonight. Yearn for the Holy Spirit. Yearn for the things concerning God. And we later on read that Jesus went back into heaven. He said, but when I go back up, I'm going to send down the Comforter to come down upon you. The Comforter of the Holy Spirit is going to be with you. I got to go back to my Father's house. I'm going to prepare a place for you. that where I am, you may be also. But while I'm gone, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. I know you believe. He would say, I'm thankful you believe, but you're going to need the power to keep you every day. The burning fire, the fire to keep the light going. You got to keep the fire burning. No doubt, you got to keep that fire burning every day. Even as a pastor, we got to keep the fire burning every day, because it'll go out. If we don't feed that fire, it will go out. If we obey the flesh will squash your, flesh will squash your fire. Dirt and sin will put out a fire. Unbelief will put the fire out. It will drench in your life. It won't put the fire of God out, but it can smother what God is trying to do. Tonight, we're not going to get all of it. But tonight, say, God, I want the Holy Ghost to burn in me. I want Jesus to burn in me tonight. No doubt, if it's burning in you, say, God, let it burn brighter. Let it burn brighter. Let it burn brighter in me. If it's not burning in you, say, God, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. Tonight, if you're here in this service and never been baptized in with another the Holy Ghost, come receive it tonight. Come receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's fire from above. The Holy Ghost, the Bible says, when he went back in heaven on the day of Pentecost, shortly thereafter, the Bible says they went to Jerusalem. He says, tarry there. In great anticipation, they waited and waited on edge of their seats, wondering about what he wanted us to wait for. The Bible says, and the mighty rushing wind came through the room where they were sitting, and cloven tongues of fire came into that room. And the Bible says it came upon them like cloven tongues of fire. The Spirit of the Lord rested upon them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. My friend, tonight we each all need the Holy Ghost, because Jesus told his disciples, he says, the Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh will burn out. The flesh doesn't have what it needs to go on every day. We need something that will burn and never go out, and that is the Holy Ghost tonight. Brothers and sisters, today we are fighting in the spiritual warfare. We're fighting against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We need a higher power. We need something greater. We need our lights to shine greater. Greater than this whole world today. Greater than sin tonight. And that is through the Holy Ghost baptism tonight. He will help you. The Holy Ghost will keep you. And will let your light shine before men. Tonight, tonight, let your heart burn tonight. And the Holy Ghost is there to burn away the chaff, as John the Baptist said. He says it's going to burn away the chaff, to burn away the excess, to burn away that which we don't need. And it will burn away the desires to say, God, take these desires out of me. And the Holy Ghost will replace that with what you need. It will give you joy that we look in external things. It'll give you peace when you're at war. It'll give you long suffering when, again, the flesh feels like giving up. It'll help you suffer long. It'll give you kindness and no doubt when you want to be bitter. It'll give you, no doubt, everything you need. And tonight, church, as we make our way to the altar, let's find a place to pray tonight. Let's find a place to pray tonight and say, God, burn in me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. And not only that, say, I prayed and got the Holy Ghost already. Well, pray, the Bible says in Jude, pray continually. Pray building yourself up. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in it, building yourself up. Pray more in the Holy Spirit. We got to pray in the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because it'll build you up and make you stronger. Let your fire burn stronger. Let the fire of God burn. Did not our hearts burn within us? Let that fire burn in us tonight. Burn in this church tonight, Lord. Burn in me. Burn in this congregation. Burn amongst our brothers tonight, our sisters tonight. Burn from the pulpit to the pew tonight. Burn tonight. Burn in the hearts and souls of my children, God. Burn in the hearts and souls of our youth. Burn in the sons and daughters, young and old. Burn in the hearts and souls. tonight to set the world ablaze, to start a wildfire in this place, to start a flame ablaze, God. Burn within us, Jesus. Burn the way we can't help but tell somebody, to give us the strength to go out. Gives us the energy to go out. Burn within our hearts today. Burn, give us that power that we need. Did not our hearts burn within us tonight? Feel the burn tonight. Say, I want to feel the burn. I want to feel that burn. I want to feel it, God, burn. Burn away the things that hold me back. Burn away doubt and fear. Burn away unbelief. Burn away disobedience. Oh, burn away addiction tonight. Burn away addiction, God. Burn bridges, God, we pray. Burn up yokes. Burn it up tonight. Let our hearts burn for the things of God. Lord, we just want to be around you. Lord, we want to spend eternity with you. Lord, we want to please you, Lord. Lord, where you are, we want to be with you. Lord, where you go, I want to go. Lord, let it, what you say, God, I want to say, God. Help us burn. Let us, that be our burning desire, Lord. Oh, Jesus, help us. Help us burn, Lord, for you. Help us catch on fire for the kingdom. To catch on fire in Brooklyn. 334 Ashford Street, catch on fire. To be a firehouse, a consuming fire where you reign and rule and reign. God, where your fire is in this place, to where your glory reigns in every heart tonight. Let that be our prayer. Say, God, I want to burn for the kingdom. Let me burn for the kingdom. Let me burn. And let the gospel shine through me tonight. Let your light shine tonight, your brothers and sisters. Fire for the God tonight. Burn within our hearts, Jesus. Burn. Shine, bright, Jesus. God feel by it. Let it burn, brothers and sisters, today. Not just something that happened on Easter resurrection, but burn every day. Burn to read God's word. Burn to pray. Burn to tell somebody. Burn to live right. Let it burn in you. This fire here we're talking about will keep us from eternally being lost. Thank God for that. Jesus, his fire, this should be fire enough to please the Lord. And let this fire of Jesus burn in you to enlighten the world, to brighten your household, to brighten your community, to brighten your family, to brighten your apartment. Wherever you go on the bus, be a light. In the store, up and down the street, in the hospital, wherever it may be, let your light so shine among men. God, let this be men and women of fire, men and women set ablaze for the kingdom of God. We're thankful for God tonight and all was accomplished. Continue to pray in the Holy Spirit. If you've received the Holy Ghost baptism, pray in it. It's the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. You know, I don't understand it, but it's a heavenly language from above. It talks about it in the book of Acts chapter 2. And he gave them power that they needed. Jesus told his disciples, he said, the Spirit indeed is willing. It's going to help you. It's going to keep you. It's going to push you. But this old flesh is weak. That's why we must walk in the Spirit. That was one of the first things Jesus did in his ministry. When the Holy Ghost came down upon him as a dove. Because he wouldn't have been able to do it in the flesh. He needed all elements. Faith. He needed the Holy Spirit. No doubt a willing heart to keep it. And God will keep those that want to be kept. He'll keep your fire burning. You must keep that fire going as well. You must keep it going. Keep that thing fueled. What fuels my fire again today? To think, look back on what God's brought you from and say, I refuse to go back to the way I used to be. I refuse to lose my soul. Let there be a fueling of your fire. Not only that, but to let it fuel your fire to where you want to help someone else. Your friends and your loved ones that now look to you as a believer. Let that fuel your fire. Fuel your fire and say, you know, I want to get back at the devil who tried to destroy me. Let that fuel our fire. There's so many things, whatever it takes to fuel your fire. But most important, a love for Jesus Christ. Because he first loved us. We are so undeserving of his grace tonight. Thank God tonight for his goodness. This time we're going to receive an offering unto the Lord. We thank God for each one that supports the work through your tithe and offering. We say thank you in advance again today. And continue to give. Continue to give. We still have on the burner. That fire has not gone out. To be able to purchase a building, to be able to purchase a church, whether it's this building here or something greater, whatever the Lord may do, and every little dime, nickel, quarter of a million, amen. See how I did that? Amen. Quarters of a million, how's that? Bless the Lord, amen. Whatever you may have out there, bless the Lord. Amen, and watch God bless you. Again, if you're watching this video, you may be watching this video where you may be anonymous out there. Amen, if you have the means to do it, bless the Lord. Our church, again today, we want to be able to do more. Amen, expand our church and have a bigger fellowship hall and a bigger classrooms and various things to really have a bigger impact. And so, again, through your giving, and by the grace of God, we'll be able to have a place or be able to expand this place once we purchase. So keep that on your front burners as well. Ownership and various things along the way. So we still believe in God for great things in store. Amen. And we pray that you will continue to give. So through your giving, said all that to say, again, through your giving, through text to give, some of you see on the screen. For those on audio, 347-229-9933. You can text that number. It's 347-229-9933. You can give that way. Through Zelle as well. Zelle banking apps. You can give NTCC Brooklyn NY is the contact at gmail.com. NTCC Brooklyn New York was really NY at gmail.com. And then we have the church website, myntcc.org/Brooklyn New York. So we say thank you for your giving tonight. And those here today, we bring up an offering. Amen is unto the Lord. Amen. And we will dismiss from this time. Amen.
God bless our prayer. Look forward to seeing you. Meet with the Lord. Make an announcement. We'll be kicking off our soul winning. Again, we've been having some good weeks the past couple of weeks. And so come out and be with us. A lot of you men used to go out with us. And so come on out. Ladies, come on out and join us. Amen. This is a conference weekend, so it may be a little tough. We have to let you know the schedule here. But, hey, feel free. Take some flyers. Take some cards. And along your way, don't just wait for that 1 hour and a half on the weekend. Every day, let's give an incentive to invite who you can. Amen. To the house of the Lord. Amen. Even just that one, you'd be surprised. Just that one can make a sparkle flame. And as you go back to read the Bible, the woman at the well, man, she set the whole village. And the whole village came out just off of that one woman's testimony. And there were many others as well that were able to come because, again, somebody had Jesus burning in their hearts. So let's do that. Let Christ burn in you. Let the same passion that Christ had, let that same passion burn in us as well. So let's reach out to somebody. And I'm telling you, I was just dwelling upon him. It ain't going to take much to fill this place. It never really has. But it's going to take men and women that believe with us. How many going to help us do that? Amen. Believe God with us. Believe God with us. And so, again, say, you know, I'm going to help bring someone to the house of the Lord. And so word of mouth is really what made the population of Jesus. The word spread concerning Christ. People begin to spread the word. So spread the word with us throughout your week, throughout your days, with some flyers. Tack some in your wallet here. Take them with you. When the Lord leads you to an opportunity, hey, come out to church service with us. Come out to church service with us sometime. And or continue to promote the website and the YouTube and the Facebook and all that good stuff. We have many, many ways to come. Sometimes people use that excuse. Oh, I work on Sundays. Well, watch. Watch online. Amen. Whatever the case may be, get the word of God in your life. God bless our prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your goodness. We thank you, God, for all that you've accomplished. Lord, we thank you for this offering. We thank you, God, for those that have given. God, we thank you, God, for each one that has received tonight. And we thank you, God, for just you being almighty and all-powerful. Lord, we pray that let this word burn in every heart, every soul, to be engraved in every heart. Let that fire burn, God, where, again, we can do something and let our light shine in this world to draw men and women to you, point them to you, God, that they can know you in a reality. Lord, we give you thanks and glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. It belongs to you. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.